get a lot of questions about bee pollen. It's a superfood that many people misunderstand. So I thought I would clear some of that up here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com, which, of course, is lab-verified and tested superfoods and supplements and so on. We recently got bee pollen back in stock after, I think, 9 months of waiting for the right production lots that we could approve. And bee pollen can be contaminated. We've seen it many times, and that's one of the things I wanted to mention here. But first of all, bee pollen, it's a bad name. It's actually flower pollen. Of course, bees don't have pollen. They go gather it, and they pollinate flowering crops, of course. It's a very important role for our food supply. This is why the collapse of honeybees is a devastating situation for our world. We're going to lose our ability to grow and pollinate foods. And that's why, by the way, bee pollen supports sustainability of bees, because you're driving money into the pockets of beekeepers, and then beekeepers are able to support their operations of keeping bees and propagating bees and putting hives out on different pieces of land and so on. It's a very important function to economically support beekeepers so they can continue to invest in more bee populations. So bees go out and gather the pollen, right? And pollen is about 40% protein. So it's the highest protein source from a non-animal origin. So the bees go out and gather this protein, and as they are bringing it back to their hives, there are some strings that are placed horizontally across the front of the beehive, so that a certain percentage of the bee pollen that's held in the legs of the bees, a certain percentage gets dropped. And so what happens next? Well, the bee goes out and gets more pollen. Now the beekeepers, of course, know that they have to keep the pollen thriving and healthy and everything. So they set up these lines so that the bees only drop a percentage of the pollen, because bees collect more than they need. So the pollen that's harvested from bees is just a fraction of the total pollen that they're collecting to make sure that the beehive has more than enough nourishment for itself, while at the same time we get the benefit of some of this pollen dropping into our hands, so to speak, that then are sold to consumers as bee pollen. So bee pollen is put together by bees, but it's from flowers. That's crucial to remember in all of this. Now, bees have a very wide range of harvesting. Bees can fly for many miles, and they do, frequently. Of course, bees are, you know, very much interested in flower sources that are abundant, and you may be aware that bees have a very elaborate communication system. They do a little boogie dance inside the hive to tell other bees how far away the flowers are, you know, which direction they are relative to the sun. So when this pollen then comes back, it can be from fields that are very far away and fields that may have been subjected to glyphosate spraying or pesticides or heavy metals in the soil, for example. So it's not at all unusual to encounter bee pollen batches that have, well, contamination problems. And so the pollen can become contaminated. And that's why lab testing is crucial for bee pollen. And there's very high variability in the quality of the pollen. And that's why it has taken us so long to get a new lot announced and available at HealthRangerStore.com. We waited many, many months. Number one, there was a supply issue globally, so nobody was getting much bee pollen. Secondly, there were a lot of lots that we found contaminated with cadmium and some lead as well. So why cadmium, you might wonder? Well, it's very interesting. Certain types of flowering plants, such as sunflowers, they tend to accumulate cadmium, which is a toxic heavy metal. In fact, sunflowers are known as bioaccumulators of cadmium. Because of that, the pollen from sunflowers can have high cadmium if they're growing in soils which are high cadmium. In fact, if you test sunflower seeds and sunflower butter, you will often find high cadmium levels. So again, if bees are out there harvesting this pollen from sunflowers, then they're going to get this excess cadmium. And this cadmium is going to show up in the bee pollen. It took us like 8 or 9 months to get more bee pollen back in stock and pollen that would pass our tests. And that's the key. Passing our tests is very difficult because we really scrutinize all of these superfoods for glyphosate. We also test for AMPA, which is a derivative of glyphosate. And of course, we test for heavy metals and we do microbiology tests and so on. And it's hard to find pollen that passes all those tests.